of the second anniversary of Bruh versus Bruh. Second year anniversary. I'm your bruh, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as Dayton said, this is our 2-year anniversary. So at the end, we will have some call-ins from various listeners that said congratulations. But now, we're just going to start off as normal with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
Joke of the week is brought to us by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. Did you hear about the new restaurant called Karma?
No, I didn't. What about it?
You don't get a menu. You just get what you deserve.
Cause Karma. So you get nothing.
Okay.
Now it's time for this week's big word of the week, which Dayton also has for us.
This week's big word of the week is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. The big word of the week is sit-in, which is a form of civil disobedience in which demonstrators occupy seats and refuse to move.
And civil disobedience is disobeying unjust laws. So, you know, you basically got two words in one, in that one. But actually, close to North Carolina was one of the first sit-ins, the Greensboro sit-in,
which celebrated its 60th anniversary yesterday.
So, yeah, that's why it's our, also, our facts will be little known black history, people or facts, and stuff like that. So, speaking of, it's time for this week's little known black history person. This week's little known black history person is brought to you by The Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's Black History Person is an African-American activist by the name of Myrilly Evers Williams. She was born Myrilly Louise Beasley in Vicksburg, Mississippi in 1933. While a student at Alcorn A&M College, she met World War II veteran Medgar Evers, who had become her husband and the Mississippi Field Secretary for the National Association of the Advancement of Colored People, or NAACP. After her husband was shot to death by a white supremacist in 1963, Evers Williams pushed for the killer's conviction, finally achieving justice in the 1990s. She was named chairperson of the NAACP Board of Directors in 1995 and worked to restore the image of the organization.
She did a lot of stuff.
So, that, she's a good example of perseverance, you know, because, like, she had to really work to... She went all the way to the 1990s, and the crime happened in 1963. So that was 27 years fighting for, like, her rights or her husband's rights or whatever. So that's why she's a good example, and many other reasons. So stop right here, let you guys know that if you'd like to send us in a joke of the week, big word of the week, or any of these other segments they're about to go through, you can contact us at bruhvsbro@outlook.com. That's bruhvsbro at outlook.com. And you can win lots of cool prizes like...
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Out of this world.
Big posters that say, bruh versus bro.
Cool.
Cars.
Yeah.
And much more.
So much more. So now we're going to jump right into this week's this or that question, which Dayton has for us.
This week's this or that question is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church.
What is this week's this or that question?
Sorry, sir. It is hamburger or taco.
Okay. Dayton, make your choice.
I choose taco.
Why?
Because tacos have that hard shell. And you can have meat, you can have cheese, you can have anything that a burger has on it, and more.
Same for a burger, though. The reason I choose a burger is because it's in a nice round bun that's easily handled, unlike a taco that falls apart.
What if you have a crumbly burger?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, sir, this is not a thing.
So now it's time for this week's book recommendation. This week's book recommendation is The Hate U Give. The Hate U Give is by Andy Thomas. The Hate U Give is Andy Thomas's first novel about a teenage girl who grapples with racism, police brutality, and activism after witnessing her black friend murdered by the police. The book became an immediate young adult bestseller and was adapted into a movie shortly after its release. So if you'd like to learn more about how the story builds up and more part of the story, you can obviously get the book and read it before you watch the movie, because you probably should read it first, just saying. And yeah, so Dayton, how does this book sound to you?
It sounds pretty good.
Why?
Because it talks about problems that we have in our, that happen present day.
Okay. It's actually a good reason. Now it's time for the final segment of this week's show. It's this week's Fact of the Day, which Dayton has for us.
This Day in History is brought to us by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. 1936, Babe Ruth. 1936, Babe Ruth was elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame on this day. He was a famous Major League Baseball player for the Boston Red Sox from 1914 to 1919, and then the New York Yankees 1920 to 1934. He also played for the Boston Braves, now Atlanta Braves, during his last year as a player in 1935. During Ruth's career, he had achieved much. For instance, he ranked third on the all-time home run list. Part of the reason why is because he achieved a record of 60 home runs in the year 1927. Babe Ruth was also the only player to hit 3 home runs in 2 World Series appearances, 1926 and 1928.
Wow. So everything that he has ever done. So as you can see, he clearly deserved to get inducted into the Hall of Fame. But now that we got to the end of this podcast, we're getting ready to do the audio clips from... Oh, thank you for listening. We're going to do the audio clips from various listeners.
Our team mom / security, B. Murray.
And our therapy dog, Petey, because what we do without a therapy dog. And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. See you guys next week, I guess.
Yes.
But, you know, see you guys soon.
Dog and I were just calling to say congratulations on 2 years. We're really proud of you. Keep your seatbelts on. Keep it moving. Love you.
End of message. Resave.
Bro vs. Bro Incorporated. Congratulations on 2 years of podcasting. I hope you two gentlemen keep it up. This is your day. Blessing.
Resave.
Hi, this is Bishop Patrick. I want to congratulate Dayton and Easy on 2 years of a great podcast. Your inspiration to the young youth of the day. Y'all be good.
Resave. End of messages.